This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
It's Eduardo Perez, MLB Network, and that was on MLB Network Radio. As I pull this up here right now, MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM.
Talking sounds about like our show's name.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? Hello, this is MLB
Network Radio.
MLB Radio. MLB Radio Show. Perez talking about the fit in Boston references the Dominican community here, which is a big community in Boston. I go to a barbershop right here in Austin, all Dominican dudes, and we just talk baseball the whole time.
Dominicans got the best hair.
They really, really do. I don't mean to make cast aspersions or anything. It's
a compliment, it's okay, right? It's not racist if it's a compliment.
I don't think it's racist at all.
It's just a fact.
This place, they do a great job.
They do.
This is a place that I go to, and we just talk baseball the entire time. And it's great. And anyway, there is a big Dominican community in Boston, is the point I'm trying to make here. There's also a pretty large Dominican community in New York City, which is where he's playing right now and where two other teams are trying to woo him back there. Anyways, there's also this that Perez said. He says, I think the Red Sox have to do their due diligence of finding out. Soto comes to Boston. What are the benefits besides the on-base percentage and his ability and opportunity to win? And oh, by the way, let's show him what the park configuration numbers were for 81 games at Fenway. This year, Soto more than ever pulled the baseball, where in the past he used to drive the ball more to left field.
Obviously.
I feel like that doesn't really help the Red Sox either, because Yankee Stadium is the shortest right field porch in the history of the world. So.
But I think that's what he was doing intentionally, and maybe may go back to a more natural style of hitting going the other way at Fenway Park.
Maybe.
I think you could sell him on that. The whole Dominican thing, the Dominican community plus $600 million will probably lure him here.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I feel like it. We were talking about it yesterday. If they're all equal, what puts you over the top? Sure. But are you going to be $125 million short and be like, but we got a great Dominican? The barbers? Oh, you're going to – the barbers are tremendous. Stiz said they're the best barbers in the world. I just don't – and they don't even – so he brings up Devers luring him.
Mm-hmm.
I almost – which is fine. Not that he can't. Wouldn't Ortiz be the guy?
Yeah, except he's not playing on the team.
No, but he's a legend.
He is a legend. That's
like,
true.
Tell him what it's going to be like to be a Dominican baseball player here, mm-hmm. to win the chance. Like, don't get caught up in what they've been the last couple of years. Look at what it could be with you here. I lived it. I lived it as a left-handed Dominican baseball. It was the greatest time of my life. We're, you know, winning world championships. We're in the playoffs. Fenway Park's electric. Like, I feel like that's the guy. What's Devers going to say?
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, we've kind of sucked the last 3 or 4 years, but it was a while there we were decent.
That's the worst impression of Rafael Devers I've ever heard, by the way.
Not really an impression, is more of just an awkward voice.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It's probably better we don't try and do impressions.
Yeah, I don't really do
anyway.
Impressions. I leave that to like you and Fitzy.
That's right. He sounded like Elmer Fudd right there.
Because I just,
doing it, but yeah.
I don't really buy into this. You know I want to embrace every one of these things.
I know
anything
you do.
That's a story that's telling me why the Red Sox could or might sign Soto, I want to embrace. This one I find difficult to really take seriously.
Doesn't this sound like, well, we're just reaching for reasons to try and include the Red Sox in this? Well, there's a nice Dominican population, which is certainly not only in Boston. And also, if he wants to go back to hitting the ball to the opposite field, well, he could do that at Fenway Park. But, you know, if you want to keep hitting home runs and pulling them over that little right field porch, you could do that at Yankee Stadium pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like neither one of those things pushes the Red Sox ahead of the New York teams.
No.
You know, and not to mention the fact that those two teams, I still think, are going to be much, much more willing to spend that kind of money because they've done it recently. And they understand what it takes, and they understand that, you know, baseball players are expensive. Yeah, John Henry. And they know that, and they pay for them anyway. The Red Sox, it's like, yeah, baseball players are expensive, so we're not going to get them. Like, that's kind of the philosophy. That's sort of what we've been getting for the last 2 or 3 years, as opposed to these other teams where, and maybe the bill's going to come due for them at some point, but the fact that they're in these talks right now, they know what it takes. They know what it takes to land a Soto, and they're going to go out and do it. I don't know what the Red Sox do.
We don't know if they're, I just think if the Red Sox do, it's like I said yesterday with Jen McCaffrey's story about their recent history. No, I don't really think it's about recent history. I think it's about the present check. Soto even said it. I thought he was, like, amazingly honest at his locker where he had that comment, we're going to listen to hear what everyone's got.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, to me, was just money. What do you got? What do you got for me? Show me the money, and then we'll narrow it down from there. I don't think, when he said we're going to listen to what everyone's got, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Perez is way ahead of the curve here. Maybe he meant, so he's going to ask each of these six teams that have meetings, whatever it was, six or eight? You know, so how's... Yeah. How's the Dominican community? What are the restaurants like? How many stars? Like, no. What do you got in terms of money? And then, secondary to that, I would think some baseball. Like, he wants to know,
right,
what kind of team is going to be around me?
Were you a playoff team last year?
I just went to the World Series.
Exactly.
I don't want to have $600 million in my bank, but also be in last place.
And stuck out like Mike Trout in Anaheim with making all this money and putting up numbers and never playing beyond October. Yeah.
That's where I think Devers could come in.
Mm-hmm.
You go, well, we already got Devers. You know him. He's one of the best hitters in baseball, blah, blah, blah. You sell him on that. Duran, we got four young studs coming up. We're actually planning on getting another bat in free agency, blah, blah, blah. But I still think the first and foremost is how many years, how many dollars? 14 for 35? Okay, we're talking. 14 for 37? Whatever the number's going to be, we're talking. That's what's going to start, not Dominican restaurants in Boston. No disrespect to the Dominican restaurants in Boston. I'm sure they're great.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they are too. And I know the barbershops are. So, you know, there you go. But yeah, as far as Soto's concerned, there's some play, like there's nine position players right now projected to at least get $50 million by ESPN's Kylie McDaniels. So we might be talking about otherworldly numbers here. You know, like, we might be talking about other, if this is sort of to be believed, and this is just one person's projection, but there are projections for these free agents that are expected to get up in the crazy number, $47 million. 13 years, $611 million is $47 million for Juan Soto, AAV.
Jesus.
$47 million. Like, doesn't that, hearing that right now, if John Henry's driving around, he probably drove off the road. You know, like, this, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you hear these numbers and you see these things, and I'm back to the pre-John Henry Duquette days in my mind, when I knew there's no way they were going to go up to that, and it wasn't like that kind of money, but you know what I mean? The $47 million of 1998, whatever that was, you know, they were paying A-Rod in Texas, like, stuff like that. You go back and start thinking about that, and in those days, you were like, of course the Red Sox aren't going to be in on that. They'll never do that. They'll never go those lengths. I think ownership at this point has shown us that despite their very weak insistence that they're still very much in it and going full throttle and care about winning and all that other stuff, and that this is going to be a different offseason and whatever, they've shown what they think about this team. They show where the priority is. They don't prioritize the Red Sox, certainly not to the tune of $47 million per year for one player. I'm sorry. I do not see it.
And the funny part is, the more I think about this, because we always talk about sports, oh, that's a crazy contract. And usually the crazy contracts don't look crazy in a year or two. They probably could have had Bogarts, Devers, and Betts for a little bit north of $600 million, something like that, right? If they had been aggressive and gone at them early and not, you know, beat around the bush and played games and then screwed around with the second contract with Bogarts and all that stuff. And now we're desirous of them spending $600 million on one player instead of the three homegrown talents they could have had.
Yeah. And that's where we are. 617-779-7937. The Celtics with a win last night. Back on track, or are they? We've been talking about that. We just mentioned the latest on Soto. We'll be talking with Tom E. Curran at the 4:30 mark. And we'll get to the Patriots here, as there's some questions that still need to be answered about Drake May's biggest strengths and his biggest weaknesses. He talked about that a lot yesterday. We'll dive into that and talk to Tom E. Curran next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.